Hello there, Wilder.
Hey, Hollister.
Anatomy of a Scandal. That's our week this week. And I know it was my idea and you weren't all that excited about bringing it in, but I've got a lot to say about it, actually. And it's an interesting story taking place in England. And it's somebody in government who has an affair with a colleague and gets caught. And just as that starts to sort of dramatically wind down, a whole other sexual conduct issue comes up hugely. And then we go on a journey between, I can't decide, is he the main character? Is his wife the main character, who's played by Sienna Miller? But anyway, it's a journey about women in these situations. It's a journey about entitlement and the obnoxiousness of what people in power can get away with. It's just got so many levels to it. I thought it was great. It's gotten panned by critics, and yet it sat on number one on Netflix for the last, I don't know, a long time. It's now just been usurped, but a lot of people have seen it. What say you, Ms. Wilder?
I'm with the critics on this one.
I knew you would be. Okay.
I do not care about this. There's nothing in here that's interesting to me. This is rich people problems, and it's the undoing all over again, and I just don't care.
Well, there you go. Okay, here's the thing. One of the questions that, you know, it's about a scandal, but there's also some techniques that are brought into it. Like at the end of the first episode, he thinks the original scandal's behind him. He's ready to move on. And then all of a sudden somebody says, wait, there's somebody else. This is what she's saying.
And then it's not somebody else. It's the same person. I only watched two episodes, but it's the same person who he has admitted to being in a relationship with, has ended the relationship. And that same person has come forward and accused him of rape.
Rape. Right. Okay. And then the camera does an interesting thing. The camera does an interesting thing in that it throws him back as if this information is so shocking to him that it splays him back as if he's falling off a cliff. And they use the technique in and out, which I think is sort of disruptive, and I don't know why they did it.
It's just like the whole show to me is drama for drama's sake. Like,
I don't know.
There's nothing in this to me that, like, Sienna Miller's like, yeah, okay, he cheated, whatever, we're over it. And like, she has her moments where she's upset about it, but then she's like, I'm a minister's wife, I have to go along with this.
Well, wait,
and then
the rape allegation comes out. First of all, you only saw two episodes, so you really didn't see the evolution of what happens.
I mean, you tell me, but I was uninterested to watch anymore.
She gets stronger, 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 and you see that typical thing that happens with women in those situations where, what about her kids? What about herself? Is this the man that's being described to her? Does not resemble the man she thought he was. And then as it starts to chip away and she starts to see the reality of who he might really be, it slays her. And then she has to make some decisions that she never thought she'd be making in her life.
Like, how many times do we have to see this story? Like,
apparently,
Jesus.
Apparently more, because I want to.
No, I don't think so. So over it. Ugh.
I know. Well, maybe it's a generational thing, but here's the thing. Okay, I'm going to read off some names to you. Uma Abedin, do you remember her?
No.
Anthony Weiner's wife.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Sorry.
Hillary Clinton's right hand maybe is the reason she lost in 2016, because it so happened she had some Hillary memos on his computer and he was texting, you know, images of his penis.
I mean, but that wasn't news to her. She'd already been outed for this.
But she didn't leave
years
him.
Before.
Excuse me. She stumbled about what to do about it. Hillary Clinton stumbled about what to do about it. Monica Lewinsky.
I don't think Hillary
Monica
stumbled.
Oh my God, she totally did.
No, I think Hillary knew exactly what was going on, said, you're going to help me get in the White House, and that's why I'm staying by you. And I respect the hell out of her for it.
Okay. Monica Lewinsky stumbled. She was going down the tube.
Monica Lewinsky was a victim of the media.
Yeah,
like,
but
so
was Uma Abedin.
I don't think so. I see that very differently. Uma knew years before. He'd been outed years before. There was a whole freaking documentary about it.
By the way,
she stayed with him.
I could spend the next half hour going down the list. Spitzer's wife, Slita, stayed with him during the scandal, then left him, then 3 years later took his last name after the divorce was final. I don't understand these women. I don't understand the trajectory they go through. And what Anatomy of a Scandal does is it helps you to understand the complex situation that these women are going through as somebody who they didn't think their husband was is unveiled. In the case of Hillary, I think that's true. But even Amidon, she did not know that he had her sucked in. She believed him. But anyway, according to her biography. But so it walks us through the challenge that a woman has in understanding, how could I have lived with somebody for 15 years and not seen any of this? And did he do it? He says he didn't do it. What about the kids?
I watched two episodes. I had trouble getting through the first episode because I just, again, did not care. But they keep flashing back to their time in Oxford. And he's like a libertine, which is some like skull and bones kind of society situation going on. And there's this race that he runs that he wins. And she's like, I'm going to marry that man. And she sees that there's something else there. They're like in this club and she sees that he's part of this group. They're not all well behaved. Like she sees it. And she's like, no, I'm going to marry him.
But by the way, she's not well-behaved. She's cheating in class.
No, she's not well-behaved, but like,
and basically one of the things that comes out toward the end that I think is so revealing and so well done. I think it's in the last episode when she talks about, look, I grew up rich, privileged, and pretty. And there were certain expectations of me that were ingrained in me from the time I was born. And I didn't know that was up to me. It was just the trajectory I was on. I think it's an incredibly insightful look into a very small portion of the world and how the women in it try to perform. You know,
I think you just hit the nail on the head as to why I don't care about this, though. I grew up rich, privileged, and pretty. I do not care about your story. Like, you have had everything handed to you on a plate. I'm sorry you're going through something that's a little rough. That's something you didn't expect. But like, how many times do I need to see that story? I am so, so, so sick of these stories about the 1%. I could give a shit.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was very helpful. But the fictitious Libertines Club that you're talking about, which Whitehouse, the guy's name is Whitehouse, perfect name, by the way, belonged to whilst an Oxford student, was based on the real Oxford Bullingdon Club. And by the way, Harvard has these clubs, Princeton has these clubs, a drinking and dining club originally founded at Oxford as a hunting and cricket club in 1780. And I want to talk about this because while you may consider yourself white, privileged, and rich, you didn't have this life we're talking about. You didn't go to Harvard, Yale, or Princeton, which had an expectation and a way of teaching their students who they are and the connections, the networking, the ability to get what you need right out of college through an incredible connection there is something that is only in the elite upper class. It's not about just rich. You also have to have the history and the participation in there. And I think that it's not like anybody who had money and looked cute or whatever was in. It's a whole nother can of worms.
And that's fine. I mean, sure, there's something interesting about that. But like, again, we've seen it. And these people are able to buy themselves out of trouble usually. Like maybe this is an exception to that rule in this show. But like, how many more of these do I need to watch? Like, I just don't care.
I think this one gave me a lot more insight that I didn't have before. I thought it was excellent.
Like it's like the 1% of the 1%. Who cares about that? Like you are never going to be part of, if you're not born into that society, you are not a part of that society.
That's actually true. But here's the reason why it matters, because they're extremely powerful. And also the women inside them have a very hard time finding their way through it. And I think that it was really, really helpful. You know, the other thing is Sienna Rose, Sienna Miller. Yeah. Sienna Rose Diana Miller. Well, she was born in New York City and she was raised in London though. So, and her father, who's, he was American born, is an investment banker, a dealer in modern Chinese paintings. I mean, she did not come from the elite that we're talking about, but she was comfortable in the role. But the other thing is she had major scandals personally for real 10 years ago. She was involved in a scandal. It doesn't matter what it was, but for her, she said this role was really helpful in understanding how that scandal affected her and how it went after her. And everyone is touting her as somebody who's put in a performance of a lifetime. Really, really great performance. And the funny thing is, you mentioned her last week when we were, you and I were talking about whether we were going to do this or not. I hadn't seen in any of these things that she was in, but she's in a ton of stuff.
Oh, I like Sienna Miller a lot. I think she's a good actress. I think she has gotten very picky about what she takes, which I appreciate in her. But I also think she's one of those people that kind of melds into a role. I never recognize Sienna Miller. I never look at a cast and go, oh, that's Sienna Miller. Like, I have to look up the names and go, oh, right, that's Sienna Miller. Like Michelle Dockery, I will always know who Michelle Dockery is.
Right.
Always.
Right. But the only thing, she's been in literally 60, 70 films. The only thing I'd seen her in was Burnt. I hadn't seen any of these films that she was in.
Oh, she was, I think she was nominated for, she was nominated for something out of, what was the, sorry, I need to.
I don't think she was nominated. Was she?
She was. She was nominated for, where are you? Oh my God.
By the way, she's mesmerizing and she has a lot of work to do in this, in that there's a lot of action that she has to deal with without dialogue, because we can't know what she's thinking, but we have to know what she's thinking. So for example, when she's sitting in the gallery during the trial, you know, there's a lot going on. She does a really good job. And I don't think it's an easy role. I do not think it was. So
I just, you keep saying like that it helped you understand, like, or that it was informative to you. Like, what's it informative about? Just what these women go through? I just, no, like, cry me a fucking river. Like,
well, here's how it was helpful to me. I have often wondered, how can you stand next to, when Spitzer came out, you know, I mean, The Good Wife did it so well. When she comes out to the podium as he's resigning and admitting that he had this series of affairs, Spitzer's wife sat there with her Hermes scarf on with this look on her face that was just shocking to me. And I kept thinking, why are you standing there? How can you have an ounce of self-respect and stand there? And as scandal after scandal from my generation in politics came out with these women standing next to these men that were horrendous human beings, I never understood the trajectory that brought them there. And for me, Anatomy of a Scandal helps me understand that in a really good way. And I think, I mean, again, it's hard for you because, again, you can't have seen two of six episodes and have a, and be able to really talk about how it unfolds and what you learn, because it doesn't take place in the first two episodes. It doesn't.
Let me say, you said I didn't have to watch the whole
thing.
No,
of course
not. So there's that.
Yeah.
Secondly, if they are not doing their job well enough to make me want to watch more episodes, that's on them.
Well,
like they didn't do their job well enough to hook me and make me care about these people. I didn't care at all about these people. I thought they were wealthy. I thought they had all the money in the world. He's somehow in the pocket of, or the prime minister is in the pocket of him somehow. And I was like, all of these people are going to be just fine. And I don't care.
Well, thank
God. They also hold back the woman who accuses her.
They're not going to be just fine. Number one. Number two.
Also, I don't care. Like, good. If he goes to jail, great. Don't.
Okay.
Care.
All right. You know, you may not care, Elizabeth, but interestingly enough, it was the number one show watched in England for a number of weeks. A lot of people did care, and it was
good for
funny.
Them.
And my my sister, by the way, who doesn't necessarily watch the same things as me, she happened to text me this morning and said, oh my God, last night I just finished watching Anatomy of a Scandal. It was amazing. So I don't know that your perspective is really necessarily totally out there. I think, you know, maybe, you know, you doth protest.
I mean, the critics seem to agree with me.
Yeah, well, some of the critics, not all of them. But maybe
I mean, it's so hyper-dramatic. It's like the music in this is, it drives me insane. It's like, this is a dramatic scene. In case you didn't realize, something bad's going to happen. And it's like, oh God, just like, ugh.
Well, if you can turn the music down, you might have learned something from what actually happened in front of you.
And I think if they had written a better script and had a better story, I might have stuck with it.
Yeah,
but
maybe. Yeah, maybe. But here's the thing. It's interesting because on Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 62%, which is very low. But what I'm finding when I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes, I think Rotten Tomatoes is so heavily laden with the male voters. I do think that it's not just this, but others. But the other thing is, so, you know, like the New York Times panned it. Part of what they panned was a number of scenes that they found offensive. For example, one of the rape scenes, they found that offensive. They didn't think it was laid out properly. And interestingly enough, in some ways, it's probably a good thing. The director is a woman. So
I love S.J. Clarkson. I don't know what she's doing on this show, but, you know. I'm sure she got paid well.
Well, the thing she's most known for that I paid attention to was Orange is the New Black. And
oh, she did. I'm going to tell you another show that I think you will like of hers. Don't have her loaded. She's done episodes of Succession, but she did a show called Collateral with, Carrie Mulligan, who's at the center of it. She's an investigator at the center of it. And it's very well done. And I think she directed all of the episodes.
Oh, really? I think I saw it.
It's a BBC show. It's another English show. It's four episodes.
Look, I'll see anything great. Carrie Mulligan's in. Anything.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I mean, by the way, if she's just standing at a Starbucks ordering, I would stand there and watch her.
See,
and
then understanding why I'd pay to watch some people paint rooms.
No, I get it. I get it. By the way, I'm getting my house painted. Do you want to come and help?
No, not at all. But if you can get Laura Dern to paint your house, I will pay money to watch her do it.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think she's going to want to do that.
And that's a shame.
Yeah, but we'll move beyond that for sure. Is Collateral the one that was where the guy's in a cab and he's going around from hit to hit to hit?
That's the movie. Collateral is the limited series. It actually has a lot to do with illegal immigration into the UK. It's really, really interesting.
Oh, okay. I'm going to check that out. So I'm trying to... starting to put some things out, blast from the past that you might have missed. So we'll take a look at that. So you think that's worth watching, right?
For sure. I mean, I will say Anatomy of a Scandal is a David E. Kelly special. Like, it is every melodramatic note you want hit from David E. Kelly that you expect to see from David E. Kelly. It is all in this show. And I only watched two episodes. And I'm like, you are pitch perfect for yourself, David. Good job.
Yeah,
So if you liked The Undoing, you'll like this.
I loved The Undoing. Loved
and I hated it.
I know
I
you did.
I freaking hated that show.
Everybody
I
remembers.
Just like,
yep. Nobody just could like forget these... your dramatic feelings about these shows, but
because
I like them.
These shows, they just like, I'm glad she grows out of being, you know, a side piece to his story, but like, I'm just uninterested. Stop showing me stories of women being victims of their husband's actions. Show me stories where women are the ones taking the actions.
Well, she does.
I'm over it.
She
has to go through all this bullshit beforehand. Like the second he cheated, knows what's expected of her.
We don't all start out totally evolved. You know, we don't all start out there.
Come hang out with us over here in Screen Thoughts and we'll slap you around until you figure out what you should do with your life.
No, I don't think so. I think the evolution that I saw unfolding in those six episodes were really wonderful and instructive. I found them helpful to things happening in my own life. I thought it was really, really good. So you saw two episodes. I saw all of them and I watched the last one twice. And I think the closing scenes where the two women actually confront and talk to each other, are exactly the way I hope that I can be better at with people who I disagree with in the future. Really, really interesting. Really well done.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm not sold.
Okay. You don't have to be. You don't have to be. And we'll do something you choose for next week.
Oh, no. That's too much pressure.
It's pressure. The pressure.
I've been watching. You know what I've been watching? I've been watching The Great British Throwdown, which is like the Great British Baking Show, but with pottery. It's on HBO Max. It's delightful.
Well, by the way, I like the baking one. I liked it.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
I liked it because, by the way, I used to clean my house to it. I decided for 6 months, I decided I was going to clean my own house because I thought that would be really good for me.
That was a choice.
And I would
made.
Put it on and I'd clean it. It was great. It really worked. Really worked. So, all right. Well, we will talk next week. I'm sorry you didn't like it, but don't necessarily.
But you're also not surprised I didn't like it.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm surprised that you do when I think you might not, but no, I'm good with it. Now, did you watch the, I don't think you're watching any of these, but there were a bunch of shows that finished over the last couple of weeks. Dropout finished.
I stopped watching that.
Yeah. We Crashed finished.
I got halfway through the pilot, had to stop.
Okay. Well, halfway.
We're on a roll here.
Yeah. Halfway through the pilot. It's not exactly something you should be proud of, but,
no, he was too much of an asshole. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Well,
it was like, I think Jared Leto did a great job. And if you're in a place where you can watch that, I'm sure it's a good show. But I got to the date that they had and I was like, I hate this guy. I just hate this guy. And I can't.
And then last week, a bunch of people emailed us and said, hey, I'm going to watch Pachinko and don't tell her, but I'm going to watch the dubbed version, which I felt bad about. I felt bad that I even said you could.
Everyone, don't watch the dubbed version.
Did you watch the last episode?
I think I watched it before we recorded.
No, there's one more that dropped a couple days ago.
Oh, that dropped yesterday? I have not watched that one yet. It is on my list. I'm very excited.
We
got
to do a wrap up at the end for sure.
It's so good. That show is so good. Ugh,
so have a great week, everybody. And you know what? Anatomy of a Scandal. Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
And if you have agreed with me in the past about things, you know, like this show, maybe don't. But if you agree with Hollister, go for it, enjoy it, and have a blast.
My people are here. My people
Your people are here, and that's great.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks.